This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America tonight. So much to talk about. Tariffs, immigration, voter ID, the president stacking the deck in Tampa, Florida. Wow. Absolutely crazy how many people came out to see the press. So those who are saying that the president is dropping in poll numbers, boy, they certainly weren't part of this crowd. I checked out the size of the crowd. No exaggeration. I mean, there were people out in the streets wanting to hear what Donald Trump had to say. And so what did he have to say? A couple of things related to the immigration problem, not so much addressing it that way, but instead talking about the fact that there should be a voter ID. And the crowd, of course, liked that. Nothing specific, but saying that that's something that needed to happen. He even joked about not being presidential during this Florida rally. It was a Make America Great Again tour. It was an hour-long deal. And, you know, he said anyone can act presidential. He said, ladies and gentlemen, with the state of Florida, thank you so much for being here, in kind of a robotic tone with a straight face. And then, kind of funny, he said, I will leave now because I'm boring you to death. And he walked back, you know, got the laughs and that kind of stuff. And then he talked about what he thought the crowd wanted to hear and what he wanted to get out there to the crowd. And what's so interesting is that the voter ID thing, like I said, got a rise, but there wasn't anything proposed, just that it's time that we did something about this and, you know, for voting, basically. And then he said it's time to shut down the government if we have to. I don't care about ramifications. So he said if he doesn't get his border wall, I don't care what the political ramifications are. Our immigration laws and border security have been a complete and total disaster for decades. There's no way that the Democrats will allow it to be fixed without a government shutdown. Then guess what? Then that's what we're going to do. And he tweeted that out. And he said, a government shutdown is a very small price to pay for a safe and prosperous America. And I think the tweets especially caught some of the Republicans off guard, like the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell from Kentucky, because they both oppose any kind of a shutdown. And they've said that they don't want to see that happen. The other thing that Donald Trump talked about is fake news media is totally unhinged and it'll go away. He said that they may be going crazy now, but this is not going to last. In 7 years, when I am no longer in office, their ratings will dry up and they will be gone. So it was, you know, there were some serious conversations in between some sort of levity a little bit. The Trump administration, while Donald Trump was in Tampa, what was being discussed is that they'll propose raising to 25% of its plan, 10% on $200 billion in Chinese imports. So they're putting pressure on Beijing to return to the negotiating table. Will they return to the negotiating table? Who knows? But they're putting a steeper price on it, 25% tariffs on $34 billion of Chinese products, and the review period on another $16 billion of imports ended on Wednesday. So they're talking about $200 billion with levies of 10%, and that's a big, that's 25%. That's very, very, very big. They're talking about timetables and meeting and will there be some sort of meeting. They're hinting about restarting the talks. It's been almost 2 months. They've been consulting, but they have not had anything come down the pike that says, yes, this is what we're going to do. Probably this story more than any other will fascinate all of you listening. Did you ever think there would be a day when we would have a 3D gun? I mean, a gun that you could make a 3D printer from a 3D printer that works. So a U.S. judge on Tuesday stopped the online distribution of gun blueprints for 3D printing, issuing an order blocking a settlement the Trump administration had reached with a company which planned to put the plans online. This judge in Seattle said the blueprints publication would cause what he said was irreparable harm to U.S. citizens. 8 states and the District of Columbia on Monday filed a lawsuit against the federal government saying that it was an arbitrary thing. They reached this June settlement with this Austin, Texas-based defense distributed company and to allow the nonprofit group to legally publish gun blueprints online. So defense distributed said it would begin publishing the blueprints on Wednesday, but design files for 7 guns were already posted on Friday. The publication now of those files is illegal under federal law. There are 3D printers, we know this, in colleges and public spaces. There is a chance of printing that. We're not foolish enough to think that that won't happen. So this is a very, very big deal. When the president was being criticized so much for staffers fleeing, how about the White House chief of staff saying, I'll stay on through 2020? John Kelly said that Trump had asked him to remain in the West Wing through the election, and he accepted it. He told staffers of the decision, and it's the date of his anniversary in that position. The retired Marine Corps general was expected to leave the White House sometime this summer, but he's saying, no, I'm going to stay here through 2020. So the circumstances must have changed. Remember, Kelly fired several White House staffers. He warned Secretary of State Rex Tillerson and the Veteran Affairs Secretary David Shulkin that they would be fired before Trump tweeted announcements. And Trump is defending Kelly and saluted basically his first anniversary. Today we celebrate his first full year as the White House chief of staff. I think he'll make it. I mean, listen, this guy, he knows what it's like in some hairy positions. So words and conversations and communiques and all that kind of stuff doesn't faze him whatsoever. Not a surprise that he lasted and that he wants to stay on. So let's put it that way. It makes complete sense to me. How about this Manafort thing? Paul Manafort, prosecutors tell a jury that the ex-Trump campaign chief hid his wealth. They portrayed the one-time campaign chairman Manafort as someone who didn't want anyone to know about his political work in the Ukraine. As the first trial began from an investigation of Russia's interference in the 2016 election, Manafort felt tax and banking laws did not apply to him, a prosecutor said, in a federal court in Virginia. But a defense lawyer painted a much different portrait of Manafort. Go to the mailbag next here on America Tonight.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Hi, I'm Patrick Colbeck, and I'm running for governor. Michigan auto insurance rates are almost twice the national average. We need to lower costs, but at the same time, we need to protect the lifetime benefits for those who are injured. Using my engineering problem-solving know-how, I have found a way to lower costs by a minimum of 40% while still retaining lifetime benefits. You realize that 58% of my own insurance premium is due to state mandates? If we eliminate those mandates, our insurance rates can be lowered to near the national average. Principal Solutions prioritize your best interests, not lobbyists. Paid for by Patrick Colbeck for governor.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for Sunshine Pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find Sunshine Pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Yeah, let's dig in the mailbag. Absolutely. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, American Tonight, the name of this show. By the way, if you want to get a hold of us, how do you do that? KateDelaneyRadio.com. I'm also giving away autographed copies of my tip book, How to Be Extraordinary. It's not on the market. You can't get it anywhere else. So if you want a copy of that, go to KateDelaneyRadio.com and sign up for it. Give me your address and just put your email on there, and I'll make sure that you get a copy of it. All right, so let's go to the virtual mail, and the virtual mail looks like this. A lot of conversation about a whole bunch of, so I'm just going to kind of pick them up. Manafort was part of the subject, got a ton of email about that. This one from Joseph. Kate Manafort in court, so it begins. Do you think he'll take the president down, and will he roll on him, or will he go straight to prison and not pass go? I think it's going to be about all his extravagance, and what money-wise, I think it's on him that what he didn't pay in taxes. So there's allegations that he failed to pay about $15 million in taxes on $60 million that he made from a pro-Russian Ukrainian political party and then got fraudulent loans. This is what the money in question could take him down. So the opening statement defending Manafort blamed his business partner, Rick Gates, who's cooperating with the Mueller investigation, so I don't know that it's going to work for him. He had a penchant for expensive things, and they detailed them, a $21,000 Bijan black titanium wristwatch. How insane is that? Multiple $10,000 custom-made suits, rugs valued at almost $1 million. He had a lifestyle that was definitely opulent, so if you're trying to nail him on taxes, I don't know, that could be where they get him. But offshore accounts, work for corporations, not individuals, I think is something that Manafort forgot, or what they're going to try to nail him on. Bottom line, that's what I think it is. So will he roll on the president? What does he know? What has he given up? I mean, that's the whole thing. The other thing I got a lot of emails on as I maneuver through the email bag is the, gosh, so many things. Which thank you for all those emails. I guess that's it. I wanted to say that. But anyway, I got a lot of emails about what's going on with, not Manafort as much. I did get that about the open, you know, the trial opening up and blaming the associates and, you know, all of that. But I also got a lot of email about Facebook. And here's what I got from Sal, who said, I'm so tired of that smug idiot who runs Facebook, and Facebook finding fake accounts, not a shock. I mean, listen, they identify political influence campaigns using fake accounts to influence the midterm elections, like Unite the Right and Abolish ICE, and they've been working with the FBI to investigate them. We all know what happened with the Catalyst situation, and it's just all the money they lost. It's just Facebook trying to save face at any cost. And Zuckerberg, to me, losing money is like a very good day for me. What do you think, Kate? Well, the whole privacy thing, that's what you're, I think, itching about. And he definitely has to, that's what they're running commercials about Facebook because of that. Like, if you go to the movies, they even have them. And the reason for that is because of the lack of privacy, everyone's privacy being hacked into. But I still see a lot of people on Facebook, so, you know, I don't know. Ultimately, is it you get used to something and okay? We think, you know, there's that old saying that people will just say, well, everybody knows my stuff already. Come on, let's not be stupid about it. Everybody knows where all the bodies are buried. But I don't know. I think that's naive. Why put yourself out there? Of course, use some protection. Absolutely. Give me a break with that. The 3D gun. Definitely got some about that. And this, the homemade guns, got this one from Al, who says, wow, Kate, these 3D guns and already out there. Can you imagine if someone you knew was killed by a 3D gun? Well, anybody I know being killed by any gun, but these ghost guns, weapons made using a 3D printer, made of plastic, no serial numbers, invisible to metal detectors, circumventing background checks, untraceable. Ooh. They had weapons like AR-15 style rifles. So 8 states and the District of Columbia joined a federal lawsuit to block the nonprofit Defense Distributed from publishing the blueprints. Too late. Some of them are already out there. I don't think there should be posting of instructions of how to produce 3D guns on the Internet because of the reasons I just said. Can you imagine that? Not traceable? Already what's going on with the airports and complaining about, let's face it, who are the people that are stopping us and searching us and then who's getting through? And, boy, that is, I don't know, to me that's scary. That's the first thing that comes to my mind is that. Then there's this one from Sal who says, Kate, listening to you in Florida, I was reading a story about these children being returned to their parents in the last couple of weeks. But they're saying a lot of the kids have anxiety, mental health issues, all kinds of problems because they were separated for so long. And there was one mother who was quoted as saying, my son, who's five, used to love playing with minions. Now his favorite game is patting down and shackling migrants with plastic cuffs. Wow. And he was gone for 50 days. So, of course, there's bound to be issues. But it's sad to hear that. But, of course, what happened and where were they would make a very, very, let's face it, big difference. I'm going to try to squeeze in another one. Let's see. We've got this one from Teresa, who says, "Oh, Kate, when I see those California fires, I feel for the people in California. I lost a house once to a fire, and it was devastating, although everybody escaped. Everybody in the neighborhood was evacuated, thank goodness. So when you grieve the loss of a house, it's one thing, but when you grieve the loss of human life, boy, that's completely a whole different ballgame. And luckily, we were spared because it was a rager, and it very well could have really had many of us in situations where we couldn't escape, and luckily we did. I'm going to squeeze in one more from Bud, who says, how about that Aeromexico plane that crash-landed in Mexico, Katie, and nobody was killed? Yeah, no fatalities, and it was in the Mexican state of Durango where it crashed, and that is huge. That's great news, of course, and the fact that they were able to land and not have anybody killed, I mean, that's just miraculous. Normally, when there is some kind of an emergency, we know that it's iffy whether you're going to land the plane and who's going to escape it and what if it catches on fire and all that kind of stuff. But they had emergency kind of vehicles and fire trucks that were there within 5 minutes. Now, people were injured. You know, 49 people were injured. It crashed right after it took off, but it's a miracle that nobody died. 103 people were there. And if you saw the plane, it looked like a movie set, like it broke in half. So it went down as soon as it took off, but they got to the people fast, and whoo, that is very, very good news. All right, stay with us. Coming up next, a conversation with a couple of different people, including Shauna Suko, who's written a very interesting book about not becoming extinct when it comes to sales. And trust me, we're all in sales. Kate Delaney, ATN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. A federal judge has issued a temporary restraining order to stop a Texas-based nonprofit from releasing blueprints to make untraceable and undetectable 3D printed guns. The ruling comes after at least 8 states and the District of Columbia sued the company. The name of the company is Defense Distributed. It was going to start releasing plans for the 3D printed guns on the Internet beginning Wednesday until a federal district judge in Seattle issued a temporary restraining order saying publication could cause irreparable harm to U.S. citizens because of the way the guns can be made.
The idea here is to limit the harm, and by placing this temporary restraining order in place, that will make a dramatic difference for public safety.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
America Tonight, Shauna Sukash, she's got a great book out called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. She certainly knows about sales. You know, a lot of people, I'm sorry, blow smoke at you. She doesn't. She was a million-dollar B2B buyer for over 20 years. And check this out. When I met Shauna, I found this out. In 2008, she founded an association of buyers whose annual spending exceeded, check this out, ready, $5 billion, right? So she's earned a seat at the table. In fact, she gets the head seat at the table. I'm surprised Richard Branson and everybody else isn't just banging her door down. And maybe they are, I don't know. But luckily she's joining us. Hey, Shauna, how are you?
I'm great. I would love it if Richard Branson would come calling. That would be awesome.
I think so, too. Go to his island. You know, he has that island.
Right.
We could go hang out
right
on his island. I'll go with you.
That'd be fine.
I love your title, Don't Become Extinct. So it's provocative. What do you mean when you say don't become extinct?
Well, I did a research study, and the findings were shocking to me. So it led me to make the prediction that within 10 years, 80% of traditional salespeople are going to become extinct because buyers don't trust them anymore, and they're using outdated methods. And if they keep doing what they're doing, they're going to be out of jobs. So it's like a massive extinction to me.
And knowing that, you're saying that, you know, they're using outdated methods, and if they don't change and they don't adapt, et cetera, that's where they'll find themselves. Why do you think there is that reluctance to change, because certainly lots of sales teams know that, but they don't adopt these new methods.
Right. Well, what I'm finding is it comes from higher up, who haven't, you know, like maybe there's an older leader who hasn't been on the front line of sales in a long time and hasn't felt this shifting dynamic that's going on in buyers across all industries. And so they say, I hate this phrase, it's a numbers game. You just have to cold call more. You just have to send out more emails. Look, it's not about more anymore. It's about shifting how you're connecting with buyers, because buyers can kind of sense when they're being sold to, and we don't like that anymore. You know, it's just, we want authenticity and we want relationship.
I like that. So how, give us some tips on how should you connect? How do you develop that relationship? What are some ways to do that?
We have to approach the buyer differently. It used to be that you approach the buyer as your company first, and then as a salesperson, and then you got to humanize yourself a little bit after you knew the buyer for quite a while. And now it's completely flipped. You have to come at the buyer as a real human being that's flawed and fun and, you know, whatever is authentically you. And then you ease into the sales mode, because buyers don't trust salespeople and they don't trust companies anymore. They trust their peers. They trust people that are real and authentic and, you know, and come at them in a natural way. And so one of the things I recommend is social proof. We hear this a lot nowadays. It's a real buzz phrase. You have to capture other buyers saying things about you and then share that with your prospects, because your prospects don't believe what you say. They believe what their peers say, even if they're complete strangers. They believe those peers online or whatever way you're presenting that social proof to them. So it's a whole new game out there. You can't just cold call and expect to be successful.
Yeah, great advice. So it might be that you get a quotes testimonial, or you, when you say social proof, or maybe even a video. And listen, you don't have to be a speaker. You don't have to be a broadcaster. You could be a lawyer. You could be an accountant. You could be really in any field and, frankly,
yes,
get a little snippet of a video, correct?
Exactly. And you hit on it brilliantly. Video is key. We don't read anymore as a culture. We don't read written testimonials, and frankly, we don't trust written testimonials because they can be faked. We want to see a video of a buyer who's really happy with the product, with the salesperson, with the company, because we can trust that, and we can see in their eyes and you know, if they're really happy, okay, I trust this product a little bit more. It's like, you know, when you're buying a car, you don't start that process by walking on the lot anymore. You go online and see what other people say about that car, and you do your research before you even talk to the salesperson. So, it's a whole new game of how you present your product, how you present yourself, and it's fascinating to me.
It is. It's fascinating to me as well, because you said it, the title, Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution, because if you don't evolve, you do run that risk of just being knocked out of the game, right?
Exactly. Yep. And there are solutions, there are tools, there are ways that you can do this, and it doesn't have to be brain damaged. It doesn't mean working harder. I feel bad for salespeople that think, there's something wrong with me, I just need to work harder. No, there's just something wrong with the approach that you're using. So just a little tweak can make you really successful and not have to work as hard. And then you get to spend more time with your family and you get to make more money and, you know, all the things that we enjoy.
I like that. Spend more time with your family and do things you enjoy. The lifestyle. Wow. So one of the things that a lot of people talk about is LinkedIn, you know, and all the forms of social media you can use. But LinkedIn is sort of like a walking resume. But you say in your book that the fourth most preferred way you can connect with buyers is through LinkedIn. But you might be sensing that buyers are becoming more resistant to LinkedIn as a prospecting tool, and you're right. Why are they more resistant when really it's been so attractive to connect with people that way?
Well, LinkedIn is a fabulous tool. It's still a wonderful prospecting tool, but it's not as great as it was maybe 5 years ago because salespeople have abused it. And they've reached out, sent generic connection requests, and then started selling right away, just using it completely the wrong way, like a yellow pages. And just, you know, buyers want to read your summary that is not a resume of how great you are as a killer salesperson. So you need to tweak that summary to talk about your passion for what you do and what gets you up in the morning, and humanize that profile so it's not a resume. And you reach out and make authentic connections on LinkedIn. And then buyers will still be open to that. But these generic requests to connect followed by a sales pitch, that's what's kind of making LinkedIn less effective for those traditional salespeople. So that's another way they need to evolve. Just change your approach slightly, and you'll be far more effective on LinkedIn. It's still a great tool.
Yeah. The other thing is, you know, in talking about video, video calls are really powerful, aren't they? Because it's hard to hide who you are, and that authenticity, I think, pours out even if you have a tough time with that. Am I right?
Yes. So this is something that, you know, people think that Skype or my preference now is Zoom. People think that these are for calling grandma. And no, this is one of the most powerful tools in your arsenal these days if you're a salesperson. You want to do everything you can to get that prospect on video. And you can even use tools to send video email that will actually get responded to because people are shocked. And it's harder to ignore a person. And when you're looking in someone's eyes in a video email or on a video call, it's harder to kind of be a jerk and hit delete. You're more engaged, and that's good for the salesperson. So try to use video in any way you can whenever possible. It's way more authentic, and humanizing yourself is the way that you're going to stay relevant.
Well, you said at the beginning, and we're speaking with Shauna Sukash. She's written a book called Don't Become Extinct, Join the Sales Evolution. You can get it on Amazon for sure. Pick it up. But, you know, spread the word to your sales teams. It's an incredible book. It takes you all the way through what we're talking about now. You said in the beginning that, you know, it was shocking, amazing, the information that you found out. What was the most shocking thing you found out about where we're headed as far as sales is concerned?
Just the fact that largely, by and large, and salespeople out there know what I'm talking about, they're being ignored. And that is the first thing that's going to lead to extinction. If they think that they can just keep doing more of the same, they're going to become extinct because we don't need them. I referred to the car scenario before. You step on the
yes.
lot these days once you've already made your decision on what car you're going to buy, what color, everything. What value does the salesperson bring? So that salesperson is going to become extinct unless you develop a really cool relationship with that person and you trust them, and then you send referrals to them, and you buy your next car from them, and they're going to stick around a lot longer. They're going to be successful. But if that salesperson just stays, you know, in the rut and in the traditional mode, they're going to be gone. We don't need that salesperson anymore to educate us, to help us find the right model. We've already done that. So we're really a more informed culture than we've ever been thanks to the Internet. So the sales funnel, as a result, is really shrinking, and the sales role is changing. So, yeah, the whole function of the salesperson is what shocked me the most, is that it's just rapidly changing, and more so than any other time in our history. I think this is just past 3 years kind of stuff, and going forward the next 10 years, it's going to continue to just hugely shift because we're a really educated culture. We want to shop in our jammies, you know, so a lot is going to change, and I really feel for salespeople. I really want to help them stay relevant.
I love it. Shauna Sukash, thanks so much. Don't become extinct. Join the sales evolution. Again, you can get it on Amazon.com. Thanks, Shauna.
Thanks, Kate.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of True Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A girl's best friend. You remember that old song, Carol Channing? I think was the first one to do it. But regardless, I know you've heard the song. I don't care if you're 15 or if you're 80. So I like diamonds. I know some of you certainly have been shopping for diamonds, some of you guys that listen to this show. But how about pure-grown diamonds? Have you heard about pure-grown diamonds? And what does that mean? I think there's a confusion about what it means. And what's interesting is diamond production is going through the roof. They're talking about where it will actually scale up to. So it's perfect to have TJ Walker on with us. He's a spokesperson for Pure Grown Diamonds. And TJ, I guess that's the first question. If I say that to someone, they're like, oh, so that means pure grown, you must grow them in a lab. Am I right? How does that work?
Yes, they're grown in a laboratory. You start with a diamond seed, which is made of pure carbon. Mm. It's put in a greenhouse. It grows for 9 to 12 weeks, and then you cut the diamond, you polish it, you mount it, and it can get on your finger or your ear. It takes about 9 months from concept until you're wearing it. Here's the thing that I didn't even realize until I started working with the company. These are genuine diamonds. These are type 2A diamonds. Only 2% of all diamonds have that classification. So they're incredibly beautiful.
Yeah, you know, and when you, as what you just described, that process, what is the difference between a natural process, because that's going to be an obvious question, versus what you just described with the lab-grown process?
Well, there are a couple of big differences, but think of it this way. If someone gives you a beautiful lily or a beautiful rose, do you know if it was made in a greenhouse or in someone's backyard? Mm-hmm. They're both roses and lilies, and they can both be beautiful. So at some level, a diamond is a diamond. Now, there are some important differences. Number one, these are eco-grown, because the problem with mined diamonds, according to Frost and Sullivan, an international consulting firm, is there's 7 times the damage to the environment in a mined diamond. Think of mines and digging all the dirt, water, and air pollution. The other big issue, frankly, is all the social issues. Lab-grown diamonds are socially sustainable. A mined diamond, don't listen to me, listen to someone like Amnesty International. They've disclosed how so much of mined diamonds goes to fund civil wars, tyrants, child labor. Places like the Philippines, you have 11-year-olds forced to dive 60 feet deep with just a tube in their mouth, and kids die from this.
It's awful. It's awful. And I think a lot of people saw, you know, if you saw the movie, what was it called, Blood Diamonds, that whole story. I mean, I know it's a movie, but it brought out a lot of what you're talking about, where some people weren't realizing what was going on with the mined diamonds.
Yeah, and that's why a lot of people are asking themselves, especially millennials, if you're trying to, you know, put a spotlight on a major event in your life, starting a life, a marriage with someone, for example, why not do that with something that symbolizes love and peacefulness and something good for the environment, instead of something that involved destruction to the environment and destruction to people? The third big difference between mined diamonds and lab-grown diamonds is lab-grown diamonds are typically 30% less expensive, 30 to even 40%. So if you're getting a typical sort of 1-carat engagement ring, a mined diamond might be $5,000. A lab-grown diamond is going to be more like $3,000. That's a couple thousand dollars more for a honeymoon or a down payment for a house or a car or any other big expense.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And that's a big difference, because you think of the markup on mined diamonds. So here's another question some would ask, I would think. You know, my brother used to joke that he'd see some women with huge diamonds, and he said, you know, you could cut someone's cheek with that. But how durable are the lab-grown diamonds compared to the mined diamonds?
There is literally no difference, because, again, they're both genuine diamonds. It's 99.95% pure carbon. It's 99.9% devoid of nitrogen. If you take it to a jeweler or a gemologist and they look at it underneath one of those glass things, they cannot tell the difference. Again, think of it as someone brings you beautiful roses or beautiful lilies. Can you tell if it was grown in a greenhouse versus someone's backyard? Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. It's interesting, too, because I was sent some statistics on this, and there was a study, as you know, that was done by the PhD Chamber of Commerce and Industry, and they talk about, in this, the production of lab-grown diamonds, and they say it's going to scale up to 20 million carats by 2030. You mentioned millennials. Is that part of the reason why?
Yes. Increasingly these days, millennials really don't want to be associated with something that's wildly destructive to the environment the way mined diamonds are. They don't really want their money going directly or indirectly to support tyrants, dictators, and child labor. So that's one of the huge attractions driving the increase in lab-grown diamonds and the pure-grown diamonds. The other factor, frankly, is just there's an increased world demand. People in China and the rest of the world see the United States, and they see old Elizabeth Taylor movies and new movies, too, and people like diamonds. And as more and more of the world the middle class, they want the things American middle class people have, which is diamond rings, diamond earrings, etc.
Yeah. With the with the lab grown diamonds, is it still the same thing where I can shop? Okay, it's already been grown and I'm just shopping what kind of cut I want, what kind of clarity and color and what you would normally do with diamonds?
Sure. These come in brilliant and emerald cuts, princess cuts. They come in fancy pink, bright yellow, colorless, or white. And the best thing is to just go to a local jeweler you know and respect, and if they don't have pure-grown diamonds, they can get them for you. If you want to make sure before you start driving around town, you can always go to puregrowndiamonds.com and type in your address, and the website will tell you the closest jeweler to where you live that carries lab-grown and pure-grown diamonds.
Yeah, fascinating stuff. Have you ever? I think it'd be cool to see it go from to be in that lab, frankly, and to see it go from when it's being grown to the end product. I mean, that would be neat to watch that process. Have you seen the process?
I haven't, but again, we're talking about the whole process is about 9 months long.
Yeah.
Process in the greenhouse is 9 to 12 weeks. So
wow.
The process is interesting. As far as looking at any one second, it is a slow process.
Yeah, slow process, but it has to be really cool to see that. All right, we're going to get the show somewhere where we can get near watching the diamonds grow. I think that would be a whole lot of fun. Do you have a favorite cut of diamond? Princess cut, right?
I have purchased princess cut and brilliant cut myself.
I know, it's so complicated. All right, a lot of fun. TJ, thanks so much, TJ Walker.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Wow, interesting talking to TJ about it. I know, I'm fascinated by this whole process. You heard me mention to him how I'd love to see the process from the very beginning. I mean, in my head, it's like planting carrots, like planting something in this lab, watching it grow, and then, as he said, the whole greenhouse part. I think the significance here is the key things he said. Younger people want nothing to do with the mined diamonds, and that means a lot of what Amnesty International did, that movie Blood Diamond, the awareness of what was happening really is starting to hit home with some people. And you talk about the demand for diamonds by 2030 to be 221 million carats. That's pretty big, and how much of that is we're talking about that's going to be grown is so interesting. And I think that this will just continue to ratchet up. I mean, I think it's just going to get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger by comparison. And again, especially when you talk about the whole mine diamonds thing versus that very cool, very 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 cool thing of lab-grown diamonds that are exactly the same. So there's no difference whatsoever between the two. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to theultimateknife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own, and only available at theultimateknife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at theultimateknife.com.